Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. This week we hear from Casey and Jennifer Simmons in Devil's Elbow, a tiny town in Pulaski County. Their son Hunter has severe cerebral palsy, and full disclosure, he goes to a school where my dad was previously a teacher and the principal. Casey and Jennifer talked about how insurmountable medical costs can seem and about how important it is to advocate for Hunter. Here's Casey.
We were made aware of some of the benefits that are out there in Missouri early on, but because we both, at that time, we both worked and had, neither one of us had great paying salary jobs, but they were full-time jobs, and we made too much money for us to qualify, or for Hunter to qualify for Medicaid. So we were told early on that there was this thing called a Sarah Lopez waiver, which was basically there was a limited number of slots for kids that kind of fell into that criteria, to where, you know, parents made above a certain amount, but their medical needs were such that they could still qualify for the benefits of Medicaid plus other services. And so essentially we were put on a waiting list, and there was paperwork that had to be completed each year, applications, and all the while really not receiving any benefit, but just kind of in the hopes that at some point before Hunter turned 18, he might be eligible for one of those spots. And probably about 2014 or so, we received a letter in the mail one day that said that Hunter had been removed from the waiting list for this waiver. And without going into all the details, there was some, basically the ball was dropped. And we knew at that point that there was needs that he needed that, quite honestly, we couldn't afford, you know. Even though we had full-time jobs and we had primary insurance, I guess we kind of stepped up our advocacy for him kind of to the next level. You know, if you are in that position where you're the parent or guardian of a special needs person, an adult or a kid, from my experience, in order to fight for or advocate for your loved one, you have to be relentless. You have to be...
Which I think is wrong.
Well, it is wrong, but because, that's the way it is.
You know, you already are, like, lacking energy because of your daily struggles and taking care of your child, and then it's like you have to fight all these fights that it just almost seems like they make it hard on purpose. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. I mean,
I get frustrated, and that's the other part too. I think you have to.
Well, it's a frustrating process.
Super, super patient, and be able to balance being assertive without crossing over the line of being a jerk face because you're so upset and you're so frustrated.
Well, that's very easy to do. I mean, I can tell you that there's been many times where you want to hang up on somebody, or you want to question their integrity, or, you know, just...
Or their intelligence.
Yeah, I mean, but you can't do that. You have to force yourself to be the better person and realize that you are fighting for someone else, and the only way that you're going to accomplish that is to be as objective about it as you can, and diplomatic as you can. I guess that's a good word for it, is you have to be a diplomat.
That was Jennifer and Casey Simmons, who were once told they should get a divorce to qualify for Medicaid. They didn't, speaking about the importance of advocating for your disabled loved ones. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.